All right, all right, all right. Happy Friday. It's finally Friday from the KNS Radio Network. Want to thank our community-minded partners off the bat here. We've got Heather's Flowers in Frankfort, The Oasis Frankfort, Wampler Services Incorporated, Granny's Goodies in Mulberry, Gym City Junction Frankfort, ProBuy Computers, Pizza Hut of Frankfort, Live for Life Indiana in Lebanon, plus Marchand's Window Tinting. Good morning, Alan. Thanks for tuning us in and dialing us in. And good morning to you, Bill Gant.
Glad to be here. It's Friday, baby.
Yeah, finally, man. Finally.
Yeah.
And I'm always honest with the listeners. Last week, it was a scheduling conflict on my part. I actually had two people reach out to me and say, where the hell's Bill?
Said, hey, see man, how popular I am?
I know.
Of all the people that listen, two people wondered where Bill was.
Two's
Thank
good.
Thank you, two people.
Two's good. It's organic. I tell
I'm
people.
I'm important.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
That's right.
I say that a lot, and that's served me pretty well. Well, it is it is the finally Friday edition of KNS News and Commentary, and I don't know how much news we'll actually have, maybe a little bit here, and certainly quite a bit of commentary. I wanted to speak first, Bill, yesterday, or Wednesday night, rather, there was a fact-finding hearing at the Clinton County Sheriff's Department on Melissa Trump, who Sheriff Kelly alleges has done some wrong concerning merit board rules. Okay. And it's really confusing. It's really complex because you've got it's not a criminal trial or a criminal hearing by no means. It's really minor in the grand scheme of things from a when it's a difference between a merit board or a jury of, you know, 12 peers.
Sure, I get it.
Yeah, and so the sheriff has alleged that Melissa Trump has violated merit board rules. And Wednesday night, there was a literally seven-hour meeting at the Clinton County Sheriff's Department. And, yeah, that was quite a wing-ninger.
Man.
Yeah, 7 hours. And so I got home about 10:30. I wrote the story. I was in depth. I was fact-based only. I posted that to Facebook and the website around midnight, 12:30. I then laid down for 5 hours and got back up and did a commentary, an analysis, if you will, on that what I witnessed, not just the facts, but a little bit of additional information, some things that I observed while sitting there. And yeah. And I just wanted to say that I wanted to make one correction. I talked to John Wright, who is the merit board president, and they are going to deliberate on what they heard Wednesday night on Monday. And that will be a full day deliberation, whatever they see fit. And then Wednesday at 5 o'clock at the Sheriff's Department, back in the training room in the basement, they will have a finding of fact, at which time they will let the public know what they found in this fact-finding mission. And it could be any host of things. It could be Melissa keeps her job. She's suspended. She's reprimanded. It could be any host of things. So we will be there, and we will have that for you sometime Wednesday evening when we find out. I'll certainly post it on Facebook and probably talk about it next Thursday morning as well. I just wanted to say that, and I said this yesterday morning in the news and commentary and analysis, is that, frankly, going back to the station across town where the coffee still sucks, there's always been a contention between what I felt was fair coverage for Sheriff Kelly and his wife on their separate criminal charges that they are still facing, frankly. And this goes back several years, but there was always this contention between Russ Casper and myself and Burt Weaver, a Clinton County commissioner, as Burt and Russ teamed up on me a couple times and beat me up and punched me around a little bit, you know, and said, "You're not going to cover that. We're putting a squash on that." And I've talked about this at length. I've done news and commentary on it. I posted on Facebook, so I don't need to rehash that. But
yeah.
But those who know, know. And I've got this this blanket over me, I feel, oftentimes, that I'm a yes man for the Kellys. And I think if you go back and you listen to yesterday morning's commentary, as I've had a lot of people who normally wouldn't talk to me, frankly, and think I'm a yes man for the Kellys, you will see that I am a very fair journalist. And I reported the facts in the story. And then when I told you that it's an opinion, I told you it's opinion. I told you it's my analysis of what I observed Wednesday night. And I've had a lot of people reach out to me, both good and bad, frankly. I've pissed a few people off, but I've made a few extra listeners who are going to lend a little more credence to what we're doing here at KNS. So I want to say thank you to both the people I pissed off and the people who have, you know, come full circle, because it's important to me that nobody ever thinks that I go into covering a news story unless I tell you it's like, I don't trust Kamala Harris. Okay. People who listen to this show know that. And so that's a given, but when it goes into covering something locally, I just want everyone to know that I take that serious. And I wanted to say that this morning. So.
Well, very good. I think you do. I mean, you put in the time to go to the meeting for 7 hours.
Yes, that's that's one thing. That's, for sure.
You know, that's, is there a way, you sure. said it's really confusing, but, and you've probably already done it, but just maybe for my sake or people that don't know, is there any way, like, boil it down to layman's terms? Just like,
yeah,
he says that maybe she spent money like the wrong way on this thing and didn't sign the check here and didn't write this in this column.
Yeah,
something
no,
like that.
I could probably boil it down here within a couple minutes. Around March 1st, Deputy Trump at her home in Noblesville, she was getting ready to go on vacation the next day with her neighbors and her fiance who lives with her. And she had been over to her neighbor's house, and this is her testimony Wednesday night. She had been over to her neighbor's house and came back from her neighbor's house and saw that her son was holding a beer. And knowing that her son is 20 years old, he said he was getting ready to leave. And she said, "Hey, wait a minute, you're not going to drink and drive. Let me give you a portable breathalyzer thingy," because she had one on her take-home squad car. And she gave him that, and he blew low enough to drive, and that proved to her that he had only had one beer, and she was okay with enough with that. She said she didn't condone it, but if the kid's 20 years old, he's going to do what he's going to do.
Yeah.
So he took off with a couple friends, and they got pulled over by Noblesville police, and they were taken in for minor consumption and released after a couple days. Well, the Noblesville police felt the need, of course, to notify the sheriff's department that one of their sheriff's deputies' kids was pulled over drinking and driving and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So that kind of led to an internal investigation. Sheriff Kelly, from what little I've talked to him about it specifically, for reasons that should be obvious to everyone, he wanted to do a polygraph to give him an indication as to whether she was being deceptive or not when it came to answering a few questions. That polygraph that was given in Lafayette said she was deceptive based on the questions they asked and her understanding of things. And what gets complex is how a polygraph is not allowed to be entered into evidence against someone unless there's both parties stipulate it. But there's a science behind it, and she claims, and it's clear on the video that they showed Wednesday night, she didn't quite understand the wording, if you will, of provide. Did you provide that alcohol for your son? And it was pretty obvious on the whole thing. So that led to... that was probably, you know, it's been going on a couple months, and she's hired counsel, and was on administrative leave for several weeks and a couple months, and she was a canine officer. They took away her dog in May. She's got a 1,500 signatures through an online petition to get her dog back. Mm-hmm. And so Wednesday night, it was 7 hours of testimony from both sides, frankly. And
yeah,
that is where we're at. And the 5-member merit board will be deliberating on Monday. And then Wednesday, they'll have the finding of fact at 5 o'clock at the sheriff's department. Now, my analysis of things last night, on top of Burt Weaver sitting on the defense side and looking like a big blowhard in the front row and laughing every time and almost laughing out loud when the sheriff was getting grilled or questioned under oath about things that had nothing to do with the case at hand, about this defense attorney was trying to make it about the sheriff and his charges, which has shit to do with why we were there Wednesday night. So Burt Weaver embarrassed Clinton County as far as I was concerned, and I said as such yesterday, both online and on the air. But you also had a lot of testimony that needs to be taken in, and the defense attorney did a better job than the attorney for Sheriff Kelly. I mean, it was blatantly obvious. This guy is a high-priced attorney out of Indianapolis. He's sharp as a tack, and he's a criminal defense attorney, although this isn't a criminal defense. It was almost, yes, it's almost like killing a fly with a handgun, you know? Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens Wednesday at 5. I kind of have my thoughts as to where it should go. I would like to see some kind of meet in the middle, frankly, on both parties, because I think that would be the best for the community. I think there's, you know, one way they could go to where it wouldn't be one extreme or the other. The merit board has this power, and I would like to see that happen so we can move on and not have any more, partisan political stuff.
Yeah,
frankly. So that's where we're at.
Does she still work there currently, or she's administrative leave?
Yes, she does not, and I think she's still under administrative leave. That's a great question. And I think that is paid. It's been mm-hmm. several months though, and they have taken her dog. And that's a great question. I don't know that for a fact, but I kind of got that impression that. Maybe she's even on a leave of sorts, barring, you know, this indication of the finding of fact. So,
well, I only ask that just because I would just think that just challenge some of the listeners out there, people are listening right now, like think about like where you work and you work around different people and, you know, you have like disagreements or someone eats, you know, your food out of the fridge or whatever. But imagine this kind of, you know what I mean? Like, oh,
well, no, so, exactly.
I mean,
that's,
I think it's also probably like done, right? So, I mean, as soon as this person would come back, then they're going to like file to like, you know, be transferred to another department or something. You know, I don't want to work here anymore.
Absolutely. Kind
of, it's going to be hard to get along after this giant, you know,
after you put it all out there. Absolutely. And that was one of the last things I said in my commentary and analysis was that I don't know what she ultimately wanted other than maybe her good name back, because after what she said last night about the sheriff and his wife and after what the sheriff is alleging, I don't see how she could work there, you know. So it may be some sort of a settlement, or maybe she just wants her good name back, or, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, I do not see Melissa Trump in a Clinton County Sheriff's Department uniform anytime.
I just think that Christmas party could be very awkward.
It would indeed be awkward. Indeed, yes.
Oh my.
So we'll find out together Wednesday night, and I'll try to have that on at least Facebook, and then we'll probably talk about it Thursday morning.
And, you know, good on you. I mean, there you go. So, you know, you went and covered it. You're going to go back and cover the next thing. It's something local that people care about, and you're just doing it on the side for fun. So,
absolutely.
Nice work.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you. It's kind of crazy, and I'll be honest, I had my phone fully charged, and it was almost dead by the time 10:30 rolled around, and I was not expecting a seven-hour court proceeding. I don't think anyone was. I was the only media there, though, surprisingly, you know? And so had a lot of people reached out to me yesterday, and you know, it literally was the only place they could get the information from, that unless they went in person, which it is open to the public. All the merit board meetings are. So,
well, golly, I mean, they sound like a lot of fun. I'll try to get out there maybe next spring.
Well, I went to a couple prior to this, and it's actually pretty good. It's it's normally about a 45-minute, maybe an hour meeting, if that. But there's it's often talking about awards that have been given or new initiatives that the sheriff's come up with, or you know, congratulatory stuff on an officer or something they've done. And it's just good news to cover when you get it, you know, when you get a chance. I happen to be able to do it because it's fit into my schedule. I wish I could go to the commissioner meetings. I wish I could go to city council and county council and board of works. And I'm working on that. With sponsors comes more chances to hire individuals who can actually write a story and work for me. It's kind of hard to find, and it's hard to, you know, guarantee them a check when I'm doing this, like you said, on the side, but still 100%.
Yeah. You know, hey, get some more sponsors, and soon you'll have the whole KNS News team.
I'm hoping. Right now I've got the KNS News team, but it's a one-man band when it comes to that.
It's a one-man job.
And
well done. Good covering local events. Very, very well done.
Thank you very much. So speaking of more local events, we've got an election coming up here in just a couple weeks. I think it was, 3 weeks from this past Tuesday, man. November 5th, we're going to be voting for president and a governor and lieutenant governor and attorney general. And let's see, this is a county year in Clinton County. So we'll be doing some county council. We'll be doing some school board positions in all four county schools. And let's see, we'll have a commissioner appointed. And we're going to have, let's see, one other. A coroner. I know the coroner and the commissioner are unopposed, so they will automatically be, you know, voted in. As Republicans will be going against Democrats on this, you know, this general election, as we'll have, of course, the president, Kamala Harris, and former President Trump. And that's going to be an interesting one. You know, again, I don't know who to believe, because the polls, the last time I believed a poll in 2016, it said Hillary was up like 6 the night before, and Trump won by 8 or something.
Yeah.
So I don't know. True. I don't know how much I put into polls, but one thing I've been listening in some of my conservative talk radio, when I get a chance to listen to a podcast or someone that I respect that's not necessarily conservative, just non-BS, is I heard a guy the other day. I heard him on WoWo in Fort Wayne, WOWO. And he was talking about one of the most accurate ways to pick or tell who's going to be, or predict who's going to be president or any other office, is if you let people bet on it. Follow the betting lines.
True.
Because when you have, like, there was, I think I had a story this morning, like, there's already been $1.5 billion, man, put on this presidential election. And
yes.
And the those those betting markets can react to real-time things.
Sure.
You know, just like any other bet.
Sport, and, yeah.
Yeah, any other sport. And so he said, watch that. That'll be a good indicator. And I was kind of intrigued by that. Now,
so did you look it up and see? I think Trump's ahead in that one.
Yes. Trump was up like, I want to say 3% in that one.
Yeah.
You know, I've got my own thoughts on some of that. I will tell you, I'm a little concerned that Kamala could win because, number one, I'll just go out and say it. We know the Democrats are going to try to cheat again. I have to say that. I don't know if you agree with me that extreme or not, Bill, but I just don't trust them. Okay.
Well, I think there's always possible tampering that could happen, but it seems like this time the former president has a pretty big lead, like as far as like popular vote in most states. Mm-hmm. So it'd be much harder. So if there probably won't be states actually that are won by like 8,000 votes and 10,000 votes like the last one.
Right.
They're going to be either solid one way or solid the other. Right. There's no, yeah.
And you're very correct on that, and I appreciate that input. So let's say that they are going to try to just cheat a little bit if they can, and however they want to. What worries me is going back 4 years when you had Biden-Harris, and then 8 years when you had Hillary and Tim Kaine, and then mm-hmm. even the previous 8 years before that when you had Obama and Biden, mm-hmm. I didn't see that many yard signs for any of those Democratic presidential candidates, but I've seen a whole bunch of Kamala Harris, Tim Walz yard signs this time around, and that's got me a little worried. I drive around a lot in my full-time job, and that's got me worried a little.
Yeah. Well, I've thought about yard signs, and I'm big on we should get rid of yard signs. Yard signs are just silly. You know, no matter what side you're on, who cares? And then also people that like own property who tend to then take like their signs or whatever, right. whoever they're for, and they just put them in wherever their rental houses are.
Right.
So there's a lot of that stuff too. It's just like, what, you know, like no one cares who I don't care. So, you know, if you want to put them up, that's cool. And I really don't know what the need for them anymore. I just think they're just weird.
I think you and I were talking the last time we were together was, they're trying to both sides. They say, at least we hear from the lamestream media, that both sides are trying to fight for those undecideds. And
yeah.
And I don't know any person that's undecided when it comes to the president.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you're not going to change my vote if I see a really shiny Harris Walls yard sign in your front yard. I don't care how nicely manicured your lawn is.
No. Yeah, nice. Just like where she grew up, where the lawns were very nice all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, when it comes to those things, I think everybody's kind of set and was already set. And I think it was like last week on Greg Gutfeld, Kat Timpf said they were talking about she was on with like Stephen Colbert. Mm-hmm. And yes. She was like drinking a beer.
Yes.
And, you know, it was really cringy and stupid.
Right.
And then it's like, you know, what do you think? She's like, I'll be honest with you. She's like, the people I know that are voting for Kamala Harris, like it's not about a plan. It's not about policy. They're just voting because they just don't like the other person.
Yeah.
And that, you know, and that happens. I mean, it's okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that either. I mean, lots of people, I'm sure, like in the first election with Donald Trump, were voting because they just didn't want her to be in, you know?
Right. Absolutely. So, it happens.
It happens. It goes both ways. So I think the people who are voting that way just really are scared of and just don't like the way Donald Trump acts and what he says or something. And it's America, and you can vote on whatever metric you wish to vote on. So.
Damn straight. Damn
so
straight.
Next up, I will say, going back just for a second to the betting thing, as a person who grew up around a lot of gambling,
right?
So the only chink in the armor there with following like a betting line of who might win president is that I've heard that already, and more like a few months ago, that for a while there's people, they put in like big money. So it, that those kind of things are affected like that. It's almost like if anyone's ever been to like a horse race, you know, it's printed that here's the 8 horses and here's what the odds are. And those odds change and flow till the time up until post time, till it's time to race. So if someone would come in and let's say you had a long shot that was like 50-1, right? Mm-hmm. But you came in and you came in with like, you know, into Churchill Downs. And, you know, they take, of course, they're taking bets from like online and other places, you know, it's not just in the track.
Right.
But if you came in, you had enough money, like Elon Musk money, and you put like $600 million to win on the 50-1,
mm-hmm.
well, that changes the odds.
Yes.
So now that no longer is 50-1. I mean, you might have got it at 50-1 for your, what your bet is, but after that is totaled in, that's figured in. And now that thing isn't 50-1 anymore like
yes.
that.
Yes.
So people I know a few months ago were putting like heavy money in for like Harris to like tilt it and make, you know, so when people are like, you know, you got to look at the betting lines and well, look, even Vegas says she's going to win.
Yeah.
Well, it's because a ton of people are putting money in and changing really what you're seeing.
I think,
yeah, just something to like think about. But like yes. now I think what's happened is, again, that was all kind of like pre-done back in like, what, like August or
early
July.
Early August. Yeah, right.
When the DNC was going on and then the big change was happening. We're getting rid of him. We're using her instead. So there was just, you know, this big push to like do lots of things to make, you know, shove you off the best we could.
Yes.
And there was a nice little honeymoon phase there. But as it's gone, I mean, you can just see in different polls and places like – The gap is widening.
Yes.
Like by the time the day gets here, and like and one person I've watched is Rasmussen polls mm-hmm. on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and then he just said like, when you get to that week before the election, and you might even see it before then, and then like he was talking like, hey, you're right here at like on CNN or different places. Are like, well, you know, it's tied, or you know, what could she do to gain some more momentum here? Like they've gone from, you know, 2 months ago to like future President Harris today said
right.
to hey, we might need to do something. You know, they're starting right. to admit, because you don't want to be the idiot saying that this was a landslide one way and then you get gobsmacked the other and you look like an idiot.
Great point, Bill.
Which is probably late for most of the media anyway. It's too late anyway.
Too late there. Yeah, that ship has sailed, yeah. right?
So, yeah.
That's a good point, and also a great point when it comes to the betting and changing those odds and pumping in a bunch of money early on to make things look great.
But I think now what you're seeing, though, it's more like it's true. Like, it's more correct.
Yeah. So yeah, it's kind of corrected itself, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
All right. Well, in that same vein, we are about 18, 19 days away from Election Day, and I want to give credit where credit's due. I know I joke around a lot about the station across town where the coffee still sucks, and it does. At least that's what I've heard. But I take it upon myself, Bill, to check out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com at least once a week to see if Carl Gingrich, who is one of my favorite guys in Clinton County, has got something that I maybe don't have or wanted to have. I just enjoy Carl. I enjoy his writing. I enjoy talking to Carl off the air and through Facebook Messenger. He and I are friends. I don't care who knows it. And I like Carl Gingrich a lot. So I check out his stuff about once a week.
Yeah, friendly guy, nice guy. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I ran across this story yesterday, written by Russ Casper, the owner, not general manager anymore. He's just the owner of Casper Media. And he had written a story that I had heard earlier in the day, again, on WOWO, Fort Wayne, about how voter turnout has already exceeded the entire primary vote count in Clinton County. And I think that's a good thing. Now, the primary vote turnout sucked. I mean, it was like 21% or 2%, okay?
Yeah.
So the bar was pretty low, but I heard the same thing on WOWO in what county is Fort Wayne in? Adams County, is that right? I want to say.
I think you might be right.
Or Allen County, rather.
Okay.
And, of course, that's a large population. Fort Wayne is the second largest city, I think, in the state.
Yes.
And they also have reported that their turnout, voter turnout in Allen County has already exceeded the entire primary vote count. So Russ's story reads here about the information there conforms with Clinton County Republican Party Chairman Jim Moyer's understanding that statewide voting has been very high, and party officials have been encouraging voters to cast their vote early this year. And Moyer says it appears that's happening. Also, some voters have decided they did not want to go through the long lines we've had the past general election days every 4 years or maybe 2 years. So Russ put this reporter voted today at the County Commissioner's Room in the courthouse and arrived to find six people in line. The line moved quickly with aid of an adequate number of poll workers and voting machines. So, again, some of the podcasts I listen to or conservative talk radio that I listen to sometimes, every one of these hosts, Bill, have said, do this. Go out and vote early so you get counted and we can put that in the final tally so we can start off with something that is clean and true and counted, and they can't cheat or steal or try to find all these extra ballots. So I think maybe a lot of people are leaning that way. You know, it's hopefully a good turnout for the Republicans, which we expect in Indiana.
What happens if early voting is just a secret thing for people that cheat to throw them in the trash?
You know, it would be quite a conspiracy theory. I don't
know. It's out there, like 15 or 20 podcasts for sure. Don't vote early. They throw those ones in the trash. You know that's what it's about. Here's what I want to say. You should get out. You should vote.
Yes.
If you vote early, I think that's good.
Yes.
You might disagree with this statement, but this is what I want to say to all the people listening when it comes to the national election is no matter who is the president. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is a big statement to make. No matter who wins the presidency, whether it's Kamala Harris or former President Trump, the world will not end. Seriously, you cannot. That's the problem over the past few years, that these people have convinced both sides of us here that, man, my side's got to do it or else, or the world's going to end. You know, this is for democracy. This is for, man, you are being sold a bill of goods, so you pay attention more, and it's for clicks. I'm just telling you. So whoever, if you're out there, you're Democrat, you're Republican, if your person doesn't win, the world is not going to end, because in this country, there are several other checks and balances that are made upon a president who's elected. So you have a Senate, you have a Congress, and what typically happens is whoever gets voted in, the opposite people get voted in the other places.
Mm-hmm.
So when you worry about, like, well, she's going to come in and she's going to do this and she's going to do that. Okay, you can do some stuff with a stroke of a pen, but be careful stroking with a pen, because that stuff is still actionable and people can take that to court and things can still be blocked and done. Yeah, that's the main thing. I think really, like, I know this one's like a big election. People are fired up because it's both ways. But I have a feeling that maybe, just maybe, in this country too, you know, you're seeing the DEI, the wokeness stuff just disappear and failing and gone. You know, it's like going to be like an old thing. Maybe this is like the last thing. Is like, hey, everybody, can we go back to just like – that's why I don't worry so much about like signs in the front yard. Like my dad used to tell me, like, hey, when it comes to voting, whatever – he's like, whoever you vote for. And he goes, do you know why you shouldn't ask someone else who they voted for? I'm like, no, Dad, why? He goes, because it's none of your damn business. So it's nobody's business. I don't care who you vote for, man. Yeah. I just care, like, can I work with you for 8 hours at a job? You know, can we get along? You know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
But no matter who wins, for God's sakes, man, realize it's not the end of the world.
That's very mature of you, Bill. And
I'm just telling you, man.
I respect that. I'm a little more extreme than you.
I know, and it's easy to do. And, I agree, you know, that, hey, those policies or non-policies this person has right. is pretty not great. But again, like I said, it's not a kingship. You're not being voted king.
Right.
That's not how it works here. There are so many other things, and states' rights and lawyers and things to do. It's a big, giant working thing. And, man, it's just not Chris Rock. And I'll stop the tirade. But Chris Rock, years ago on Saturday Night Live, I think after he was on and he came back to like host it, he was the host, and he came out, and it was like right after the election or right before the election. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is back in 90 something, mm-hmm. you know, so I don't know even who was running, but he's like, I got to ask you a whole question. Is there anything you can't do the next day if your person doesn't win? He's like, no, it's all the same. That greasy hot dog vendor and those greasy hot dogs and that water are going to be there, whether it's your guy or your guy. It's not going to make that much of a difference. Take it easy. And everybody's laughing, having a good time. Yeah. Because back then it just seemed like, you know, I like this guy, I like that guy. But since the rhetoric and both sides of these guys have just got you whipped into this fury that right now is just the zenith of all history and time. And oh my God, nothing's more important. Dude, take the long view. You just got to chill. So if there's anybody out there just like who's on the edge, I'm just saying, back off the edge.
I'm going to try to do that because I'm almost to the edge.
Okay, don't be on the edge.
I think my concern is if, and again, I keep going back to the cheating. I hope that I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. It's hard for me to say. Let's just say we have straight votes and say the Democrats win. Do they win the Senate too? Do they win, you know, both houses of Congress? And if they do, what do they do with that power? I think there's so much jokiness and deception and hokiness and wokeness and BS that we see. It's like, man, if they were to accidentally get in like total control, they would gerrymander districts. They would do whatever they could do with all these illegal aliens to get them registered to vote Democrat and, you know, whatever they could do to make it to where a Republican never, ever, 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 ever wins again. Now, I think that's a little extreme. Because like you said, there's a lot of checks and balances. There's
a little extreme.
There's a lot of attorneys out there, right? So
and you gotta forget, can't forget too, people elect these people, and no matter what side you're on. So the thing to not fear is like what you're saying. I've heard people like wrote books and things like, oh, this one side is disappearing and this other side's getting everything, whatever. And I think, you know what, for a while it was maybe that way. Mm-hmm. But look now at the record numbers of people that have switched parties, you know, who used to be like, oh, I'm this color or I'm this way and I have to vote for these people. And my dad did and my grandpa did. And now they're like waking up like, you know, I got a choice in what I want to do. So, I mean, the ideas that you bring to the table is what entices people.
It means everything, doesn't it?
It really does. And so, you know, I think it's just, again, hey, you're speaking a little bit how the one side speaks that, you know, hey, if these things go wrong, here's this dystopian nightmare of, you know, oh my God, you know, right, but they're doing the same thing on their side because, you know, this evil guy is Hitler and he hates everything. Right. But if just as silly as that sounds to you, I'm coming to the thing where this side saying it on the other side is starting to sound just as silly to me. Mm-hmm. It's not the end of the world, man. It's very self-centered thinking to think that this election is the war is going to just to be that. Are you kidding me, man? Have you read any history books about what goes on?
Good point. I have read a lot of history books.
Yeah, you know, so that's all. And I'm hoping after this one if you want me to make a prediction, I think Donald Trump's going to win it. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be the second president since Grover Cleveland to win, lose, and come back. Mm-hmm. You know, and like I said, the wokey stuff, whatever that stuff is, like in the mirror, man. I mean, it's already dead. I mean, people are writing articles about how it's dead and it's over. So if that side is associated with that, I also think I think it might be a bit of a cleansing if it does happen that way, because then that side can be like, hey, look. We're going to go on as like Democrats who used to be like classical, like kind of liberals.
Yes.
And you guys can make your own stuff. Like, we're done.
Yeah. If you want to have a socialist party, go ahead and do that.
And in several countries, you know, they have like representative governments like that. And,
yep.
You know, hey, there's one or two communist representatives. There's a couple Green Party people. But then there's, you know, 363 Tories and then 292 Labor. There's always that's representative. There's lots of communists in the United States, but it's only like a handful of people, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. See.
Good
point. Yeah. Don't be positive. Be positive.
I appreciate that, and that's mighty mature of you, Bill.
Oh, well, thank you.
And quite entertaining.
I surprise sometimes that way. When I'm not talking about donuts that look like big girls and stuff and donuts and stuff like that.
We will have another Granny's Goodies giveaway next Wednesday. Yeah. So the final topic I'd like to talk about today is Halloween. Halloween's coming up, Bill.
Yeah.
And if you recall, you and I have been friends, holy cow, man, like 6-7 years now.
Absolutely.
Going back to just about a year or two after I started at the station across town where the coffee still sucks.
Yes.
And one of the first things that you and I and our family did together was, again, 7 years ago, I look at our two boys. They were 7 and 9, and now they're 14 and 16. Mm-hmm. And how old is your son, William?
He's 11, so he would have been 4.
Holy cow, man. I remember that like it was yesterday. We came over to the Gant household, and I think it was 2 Halloweens in a row, we walked together your neighborhood and trick-or-treated together.
And 1 year, I think it was like a snow year.
It was a cold, snowy day, evening,
it was
for sure.
It was
terrible. But, you know, for the last couple of years, we've joked with the kids. They always come up and say, hey, we're going to go out trick-or-treating. And it's like, what, you're 14 years old, man. What are you talking about? And and they may put on some, I don't know, some paint or try to go as Rambo or not even dress up. They just go and come back with a bag of candy. And I just wanted to ask, like, you know, do you have any thoughts on Halloween? My kids haven't went. They didn't go last year, although I guess they could have. Both of them are kind of, one of them's kind of short to where, you know, you may not know that he's 16 years old. But I don't think they're going to go this year. At least they've not said anything about it, but it could be a game time decision because they don't even realize it's Halloween here in, you know, a week and a half.
Okay. I do, though, I guess. I like Halloween. I have no problem with Halloween, with what you're talking about. I think, like, the only thing for me that I would change and I would, like, implore listeners and people to do is I noticed that Halloween is, you know, there's more people. It's much more popular. Mm-hmm. Like, when I was a kid and I was here, you know, we had, back in my day, when we were little, we had 2 nights of trick-or-treat, Kevin. And so we had 2 nights. And I mean, you know, it was like from, let's say, like 6 to 9 or something like that. Yeah. And man, by like 8 o'clock, it was like, people were off the street, man. So, man, if you're out at like 8:15, you're just asking to get beat up and never do anything.
Right.
So it was just happening. And so it was a little rougher back then, you know. It was a little spread out, pretty quiet, you know, here and there. And now there's a lot of people. There's certain streets I know get like a lot of traffic.
Right.
With people. But my thing is, I would say to people, I get it if you are from a small town. Not that Frankfurt is a small town, but a small town outside of here. And you know, drive here to town, but you should like drive. But I would say don't drive kids. I just see so many people like driving kids everywhere. Just walk with them.
Yeah.
Just go walk.
Park
I get
at one
if you're
in...
from another town, you know, and you have to come here.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, like just, man, just go out and enjoy like the evening. If it's not, it's usually not too awful. I mean, at one time it's snowing, but those are rare.
Right. Right.
So, I mean, get out and just go for a walk. And you know what? You don't have to go to every house and every place. Like slow down, just relax. So just walk is be my thing. Don't drive.
That's a great point. And a safety issue too, if nothing else.
Yeah, it's so packed with people driving. I
yes.
mean, as a kid, I didn't see it, almost any of that as a kid.
No.
And now everyone like gets in a van or something and just drives their kids everywhere.
Right.
Dude, get out and walk, man.
Yeah, that's a great point. Great point, Bill.
You can still smoke cigarettes and walk, man.
We
arrest
did.
You for that. People
we did,
do that.
Didn't we?
I mean, I get
did.
It. Like, if you want to chill out or whatever, you can still walk like a half block behind them. You know, just like, hang out. Enjoy the stuff. You know, have a
absolutely,
good time.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
So that would be my thing. And as far as age goes, I mean, you know, if they still want to go when they're older, as long as everybody's going out and they're, you know, we're going out and you're trick or treating and we're not, although there's so many people out, I think there's a lot less like trick or beat up steal stuff going on. There's none of that really.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you know, no. As long as you're keeping it to getting the candy and not beating up the little kids or anything. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You know, and I think most kids, they get older, you start to like, I don't know, like with my son, he's, he's going to go out some, but he's been weighing, he's 11 and kind of like, well, but I don't know. It kind of would be fun to hang out at home, hand out candy. And kind of, I mean,
yeah,
they kind of get to a point where they want to like switched the roles, and now I want to be the adult person handing out to little kids, you know, because they're tiny, you know, that absolutely. Kind of thing. So after a while, you know, it gets there. And of course, hey, I'm cool too. If you're a grown adult going out with your kids, you're putting on a costume and, you know, you can come out and get a piece of candy once in a while. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're out walking and not driving.
That's right. And you're taking the time to dress up and you're, like you said, not driving.
Yeah. Having a good time. Enjoying the holiday.
That's awesome, man. Okay, well, I think we should wrap up the program with those words of wisdom. And
I will say really quick before we go, thank you for posting my video about Halloween Town on your KNS website.
I have to say I laughed my ass off, man, through the full 5 minutes of that because it's the epitome of Bill Gant humor.
Okay.
And it nailed it in 5 minutes, man.
It was, I appreciate it. It was something that I had some other ideas for things I was going to do. And this was like 3 days before I really started working on a project. And my wife and son have seen this movie a bunch. And I walked through the house and they've got it on. And so we sat down one day and he turns it on and we're going to eat lunch. And I was going to turn it. He's like, oh, you're going to turn it. And I'm like, well, we can watch it. I don't mind this movie. It's fine. And so that ghost, the thing that's in it about the ghost hoe, I mean, I just saw that. Just a few days before, and I stopped it, and I'm looking at him like, did that just say? He's like, I think so. Rewind it. And so he ran and listened to it like 4 times, like, oh, this is what I'm going to do. And it started just like flooding in my head, like what to say and all the stuff.
It started
to
write itself, huh?
It wrote itself really quick. And definitely if you get a chance and you haven't heard it out there, the crown jewel is definitely the Diddy joke in the middle. That's
absolutely.
Man, that's tasty. And I put up another one a few days later, not Halloween related, but it's a few just like 1980s type things like commercials and like MTV bumpers and things like that. We just kind of talk and joke on a bit.
Good.
So check that out.
I got the notification through my email on Rumble, and I will copy and paste that. You can find that at knsradionetwork.com/interviews. I put it on the same page where you find my interviews, along with Bud Wiry, who hosts the shop every Saturday morning here on KNS at 10 a.m. So, Bill, man, it's always a blast to talk to you. We have so much fun together. The time goes so fast. We've got 50 minutes in here. You and the family have a great weekend, and I'll see you next week, bro.
You as well. Have a great weekend, everybody out there listening, and see you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot. Want to thank our community-minded partners, too. Here at KNS, we've got Marchand's Window Tinting, Live for Life Indiana Lebanon, Pizza Hut of Frankfort, ProBite Computers, Gym City Junction Frankfort, Granny's Goodies in Mulberry, Wampler Services Incorporated, The Oasis Frankfort, and Heather's Flowers of Frankfort. Have a great weekend. We've got the 90s at 9 starting next. I'll see you Monday morning at 6 a.m. for Morning Sickness from KNS. I'm Kevin Keith. Have a great weekend from the KNS Radio Network.